Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cancel double almost.
Out back on the fan on this Wednesday morning. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just a little bit here. In about 10 minutes, we'll get it back into the Aaron Glenn conversation that we were having yesterday.
Rock those bells, Sally. Let's go.
I'm ready for it. Actually, BT, this upcoming Saturday, we were talking about this off the air, but I didn't say it on the air yet. This upcoming Saturday, the Mets, speaking that we're talking about the Mets all day, might as well get this in here now. Mets putting on a great fan fest called Amazing Day, and I'll be co-hosting live from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Joe Beningo. On site from the Metro Market at Citi Field. Not sure exactly where that is yet. So go check it out at the Metro Market. Got to find out where we'll be. But it's going to be a great time out in Queens. We'll have special guests joining us on site, on the fan. And there'll be a ton of activities for everyone to enjoy all over Citi Field. I can't wait to experience it. I never have. Matter of fact, I've never broadcast live from there, so that I'm looking forward to doing. But just hanging out and seeing the layout, I'm told that it's going to be in all different areas of Citi Field. So many cool things, autograph sessions, meet and greets, food and beverage experiences. Hoff is going to be there with Evan Roberts. They'll be hosting a special live edition of the Rico Bronya podcast from the K Corner, which I think that's the old McFadden,
it
right?
Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go, K Corner. Do you know, Hoff, where the Metro Market is at Citi Field?
That I don't. I don't know.
Whatever. The Metro Market. We'll find out on Saturday all together.
This sounds fun.
It's going to be a fun day, an amazing day, this Saturday coming up at Citi Field. So come check us out.
Hold on now. What time are you on the air with Joe? 10 to 1?
10 a.m. to 1, yeah.
What time, Hoff, what time are you going to be out there until?
I don't know. Where start time is 11. I'm not sure how long we're going till.
Because I got a travel hoops game at 1.
Think about going?
I'd love to go to that.
Wear your Lindor jersey?
Stop, dude.
What do you mean?
Wear my Lindor jersey.
Do you still have it or you gave it away? You gave it to Hoff?
That's a great question.
Maybe we'll get you a Soto jersey.
Wait a second. What did I do with that jersey?
I have it. You gave it to me.
I know I don't have it.
No, you gave it to me.
I did, okay.
You told me I should lose some weight and put this on, and I could start rocking it, and I went the other way instead.
I haven't seen you wear it since, so evidently you didn't drop any weight.
No. It's a little snug on Hoff. I do have an issue with that. I got the surgery coming up next week. Actually, 1 week from today, dude, I'm going under. I don't like thinking about that.
Dude, you get a little tiny eye procedure.
It's
just stop the drama queen nonsense.
I need you to toughen me up before the end of week. So I got my mom coming in for the week.
That's fantastic. We all need mama.
Yeah, because, my wife thinks it's because you got to watch the baby, but really I need the...
TLC. You need mom. Listen, my wife used to get, not mad, that's not the right word, but like when we first met, when we first got married, that's a nice shirt. My mom got me this. She thought everything that I always remember, my mom did this, my mom did that. I get it. And they love each other, but there's something about that wife, mother-in-law life, because they want to be the ones who take care of you. But let's face it, mama had us first.
I get it. She's here through thick and thin.
That's right.
Till death do us part. Yeah. Anyway, so I got to pick my mom up because she's on the island. So I'm thinking, got to pick her up Saturday morning. Then on the way back, take her to Citi Field with me potentially.
Won't you sleep there Friday night?
Well, because then, now I'm out of that whole house Friday night. And then by the time I get back, it's with mom all week.
You got to mitigate the damage here. I got it.
I might have to have her tagging along with me. All the ones I got to go there after the show.
Oh, she's going to come to Citi Field?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, she loves doing
and
that
then,
stuff.
And then she'll be with us in Jersey for the week next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her in studio. She wants to meet
she's
you.
She's coming in?
Yeah, she's dying to come in. She met you before.
I met her at the draft party, the draft show that we did.
It was different because now she
listened. Well, we didn't like each other back then. She didn't know if she should like me because her son, for some reason, didn't like me, even though he didn't really know me.
No, exactly. I don't think she was familiar with it yet. And now she listens to the show every day. She likes you more than me, I think now.
Most people do.
Oh, that BT is funny. I'm like, Ma, what are you talking about? All right, BT, anyway, check us out. Amazing
day. That's
going
to be fun, man. Yeah. That's Saturday?
I'm really looking forward to it. Saturday out of Citi Field. Let's get back to the phones, BT. 888-808-1019. Larry is calling from East Islip. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry. Gentlemen, Merry New Year. What is happening? How we doing, Juan Soto?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you this. You are spot on, BT. Spot on today. Me and you think exactly alike. The Mets are looking sustainability. They're not trying to kill everybody. This guy's here 1 year, and look what he's done in 1 year. We're three clowns last year going 70 wins, 75 wins. Look where they got to.
Yep.
You know we're going after Guerrero. You know. The guy, we got the GM finally, and we got the owner that likes the big boys and that could play with the big fish. We just got to hang in there. He's building. Let him build. Let him work. BT. Tell these guys, let this guy cook.
I'm telling him.
We're going, please. Yeah, yeah, but we're going.
Larry, you're saying you want Guerrero, so we're saying the same thing. And thank you for the call. Larry's saying, yeah, let him cook, but I want Guerrero. And by the way, I got news for you. And I think they're getting Guerrero, BT.
Uh-huh.
Even if they do, they're still not as good as the Dodgers.
No, but getting Guerrero doesn't feel like a reaction to what the Dodgers are doing with the surplus of talent. It seems like just the move that you do, even if the Dodgers were awful. Because Vlad is 25.
Right, no, he's the guy.
And he's a righty compliment to Soto for 5 or 6 years, which could be amazing.
All right, so to Larry.
Not quite Judge Soto, but. Well,
I get it. To Larry's point, so you want the Mets to do what? Just stay the course and be patient, and then what? But you know that this year, they're not. Like, are the Mets good enough to win a World Series this year?
No.
But that's my problem.
I don't believe they are.
Right, me.
No, I don't think they're good enough to win the division right now.
I know, but that doesn't even matter as much.
No, I know. We do get wrapped up and hung up on the symbolic stuff, which really means nothing when you start playing in, for the most part, in October.
You'd like to think it means something, and I wish that it did, and I would love for the Mets to have the one seed and have a bye because you think your odds would increase, but there's no guarantee that it will. And we've seen multiple times over wild card teams have gone on runs in the postseason. So the really winning the division or having 102 wins, like, that doesn't mean anything. Just get in, and then anything could happen, but I want to limit the risks or the question marks as a role that I say, yeah, get in, anything could happen. Well, I want to have the most formidable team possible going in, much like the Dodgers. Dodgers, I would bet the field. Dodgers aren't going to win, but I'd still like to close the gap.
I understand it. I feel like it would be a little bit more applicable if the Dodgers and the Mets were in the same division. Even though, again, division, as we just hit, divisional supremacy has been marginalized a bit over the years because a little bit more watered down throughout baseball, Dodgers aside.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, if they were in your division and there was like a 5-year runway where you look ahead, you're like, there's no way we could even win this division. Well, then maybe it's a little different. Not completely, because I still don't think you abandon your philosophy for one team. Think about how, I know sometimes I reach for a lot of analogies. Yeah. Some are really good. Some probably don't make as much sense. But think about how we were always imploring the Knicks, oh, go get this guy. Go get. So, and like, they would do it. And it was a move that made it a little bit better, but it never resulted, like whether it's Zach or Steph or Curry or Stevie Francis. We know all the names, right? When the Knicks got, now they got some issues this year, but we'll talk about them later, but they're obviously very good. The way the Knicks got to where they are now, which is on the contender list, is by being patient to start, not reacting to the Celtics, not reacting to the Sixers, but accruing all of this equity and then pouncing when it was time to pounce. Yeah. That's what the Mets need to do.
If the Dodgers were in the American League, what would you be saying? From a Yankees perspective.
Okay, if the Dodgers were in the American League, the disparity between the Yankees and the Dodgers right now, in my opinion, and the Mets and the Dodgers is not nearly as great.
Right.
So I don't think I'd be quite as alarmed. I'd be bothered.
But still,
I mean, nobody wants to never have a chance on paper based on the odds to represent the American League or if they're in the division to win the division. I get the angst. I do.
Because it's different for the Yankees. Not only do I think that they're better, I agree with you that they're better suited to beat the Dodgers. They only have to do it once in the World Series potentially.
Yep.
Where The Mets have to go through the Dodgers in the National League, then get to the World Series. Like, the Yankees, the Dodgers become the Yankees' problem on the grandest stage, potentially.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, there's a better chance the Dodgers aren't even there.
Yeah.
So, and the Yankees in the American League, there seems to be a clear path to get back to the World Series. Not saying it's guaranteed.
It's not.
So, all right, well, we have to worry about the 115-win Dodgers in a best-of-seven-game series. Well, maybe they're exhausted by that. But who the hell knows what could happen at that point?
Their pitching rotation's not lined up. You jump up early in the series.
And you're coming from a closer distance anyway.
Correct.
So it's a little more concerning or alarming where you're further away from the Mets' perspective than the Dodgers, and they're in your own league.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Mets needed more anyway. And now after Sasaki, Yates, and Scott, the Mets need more.
Sniffing a little frustration today. That Soto bouquet is...
Don't get me started.
It's worn off a little bit.
Plan on having an amazing week and amazing day. Hey, Vlad will get here. It's just a matter of when. But yeah, you're right. I'm sniffing something, and it's not pleasant. We'll come back. We'll talk about Aaron Glenn on the other side, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.